Welcome to Fort Wayne Feedback, a public affairs presentation of Fun 101.7 WLDE. Opinions expressed on Fort Wayne Feedback do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated. Now, here's your host, Carrie Wellman.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Fort Wayne Feedback. I'm your host today, Carrie Wellman, and joining us in the studio, we have guests here from Envision, the Envision Fort Wayne Center. We have Mary Tyndall and Pam Holliker. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Nice to see you.
You too. The Envision Fort Wayne Center. Who wants to just dive right in and explain what the center is all about?
I'll let Pam do that. Dive in.
Thanks. Citizens were really engaged in many, many different ways, not only social media and meetings, but to really allow for something very kind of special. And so we applied for a grant from Knight Foundation and got some money to actually open up this center called the Envision Center. And when we first got there, it needed a lot of work. We needed to replace a carpet and paint walls. We wanted to make it very inviting as a place where citizens, stakeholders, someone that was just casually walking down the street could stop in and find out about what was going on with our riverfront study, to provide input, to be able to chat about their ideas. It wouldn't even have to be about the riverfront. They could take 1 minute or they could take an hour. And then the center is set up. It's very brightly colored, and there are always current renderings on the wall from consultants or about other city projects. In fact, it's kind of morphed into where we're actually doing more things that aren't necessarily river related, but anything that is kind of downtown related, different things that are happening. And we've actually had classes come in there, and we've taught them about different river issues, and also to get their input, and also with the new tech students, they actually then use some of the ideas and actually designed their downtown riverfront. So that was really cool. And we've had various meetings down there, but predominantly we really are trying to get people to come and just talk about their ideas and share those with us, and we kind of share things with them.
Okay, so if someone does come in and share one of their ideas or a suggestion or whatever, where does that go from there? Where does that suggestion go in the chain of...
It actually goes, we have a database with all of the various ideas, and the individuals that are currently staffing the Envision Center are planning staff, and so we come back and we have almost daily meetings, and we talk about what residents have said or not, and sometimes we get back with people. Sometimes people want to volunteer. So there's all sorts of different opportunities. Also, we did, the whole reason we really have this speaker series was that a lot of the people who came in had questions about certain things. And so we thought it would really be good to get experts in certain areas to talk about those things, because they could do it a lot better than we could. And that really how the speaker series was born. And also, we wanted to bring more people just to the Envision Center to kind of dream big and feel a lot of the excitement that we're feeling and momentum.
And feel a part of it.
Right, exactly. Because it really is there.
Oh, yeah.
I think something that's I found to be really interesting about the Envision Center, is that it's two-way communication. And these days, you know, we often have just one-way communication.
That's true.
We push things out on Twitter or Facebook, or we issue a news release, that kind of thing. And we don't have a lot of opportunity to have real discussions with citizens. But this is that kind of place that can have a discussion, an in-depth discussion, and answer questions and really help people understand things. And also for us to get a lot of feedback about things we could do differently. So it's great.
And also, we've actually had people that come in and really don't want to talk to us, but they want to see things.
Sure.
You know, maybe they're shy, or maybe they just, you know, they just don't want to do it. But yet, I'll see them really reading very intently a lot of the things that are on the wall and looking at, because we have three monitors that are running with different best practices and things, and take notes. And so sometimes it's just almost like a museum where people come in and they just want to look and see what's going on.
You know what I should say at the outset? Where is the Envision Center? And we'll give the information again periodically throughout the show in case somebody wants to grab a pen and write it down. But where are you?
Okay, great. We're at 916 South Calhoun. If you know where the Jimmy John's is at Calhoun, it's just a half a block south of that intersection, and it's on the side where Indiana, Michigan is right across the street.
Right.
So you
really
can't
is.
Miss it, and it says Envision Center on the front of the building, and it's easy to walk into. You don't have to go upstairs or downstairs.
Nice.
It's just right there.
Now, when someone comes in with an idea, I guess one of my questions is, how far along is planning for riverfront development? And if somebody has an idea, can you use that idea, or, you know, how
that's
do you incorporate
that's a great
people's
question.
Suggestions?
Right.
That's a great question, and it's one that's so appropriate for right now, because we have the conceptual design from SWA. They were the consultants that came to us from Houston. They had this huge team. And so for this 310 acres, they gave us all sorts of conceptual ideas that could work. And so we've really kind of refined that to a phase one project. And at this point, we're ready to send out an RFP for the kind of schematic and final design and engineering for this first area, which would include the promenade areas, hopefully restaurants and retail and the shops, and really the most developed area and really the most exciting place. So anyway, now is the time where if we do want to put in, for example, a music venue, if we want to do certain types of very accessible type of promenade areas where people with disabilities can actually potentially get into a kayak or something, we're really open to everything at this point. And really, the more creative ideas, the better. And for everyone, because our theme is that we want this to bring all of the community and there to be something for everyone. So we are really looking for all of those type of ideas, all ages, all, you know, just a diverse group of people. So all sorts of ideas, you know, this is kind of the time that if someone does have some ideas, particularly if they have ideas for resources to be able to.
Right, that's right.
Those ideas, but not necessarily. And I know for a lot of the activities and the things that we want to do, we want those to be free to the community because, for example, we helped to sponsor the free pontoon rides last year and write scripts for those. And I thought it was probably one of the best events that we helped with.
I heard it was very well received.
It was so well received. Mm-hmm. I think we've all been somewhat surprised by the enthusiasm.
Yeah.
You know, as city government officials, sometimes we go to meetings and you have two people show up to a public meeting. Oh, no, there were 4,000 people that wanted to take a ride on a pontoon boat. And that was just really, really exciting to see.
Oh, it
the
was
enthusiasm.
Cool. And I really felt like it was a diverse group. There were non-English speaking, which I thought was cool. A lot of our meetings, frankly, we get a lot of the same people, the people that like to go to public meetings. Mm-hmm. And that isn't everybody. But these were people that really enjoyed not only the pontoon ride, but enjoyed the narration about the history of the rivers and what goes on. And they enjoyed it enough that many of the people came back another day to get the other half. Yeah. So, and they had to wait in this long line. So people really do and really are interested, I think, in learning about the rivers and being on the rivers. And once they're on the rivers, they think, gosh, I've never done this before, but I want to do it again, you know.
Right. So. Mm-hmm. But I think some of the programming is a good place for people to provide ideas, too. There's possibilities for programming are never ending. We're having an art, what is it?
Art bench.
Well, an art bench project, but also the one where you paint on the bridge.
Right, the wine and painting.
Wine and canvas.
Wine
and canvas. So there's, if you go to riverfrontfw.org, there's a whole list of events, but I think there's plenty of opportunity for people to submit other ideas and different programming ideas.
Well, that's a good point, too, because they're submitting ideas about what they think should possibly be constructed or built there, but maybe, you know, come in with ideas for usage, too, in and around that area.
I think that's almost really as important because the ideas where people can socially interact in cities, I think that is really what gives life to a city. Makes people enthusiastic about cities. And so it really is the events and programming. I mean, you have to have the environment for those things to happen, but I think that's the thing that things that people want to do.
It's always been chicken and the egg or chicken or the egg, because you have to have people downtown to get businesses interested in coming downtown, but if you don't have the businesses downtown, then people aren't going to come there. You know,
exactly. No, exactly.
Right. And I think we've finally reached that tipping point downtown. Mm-hmm. And when you come down here, you can see, again, all the momentum and the people that want to do things down here. And most of that probably started with the stadium and how great people saw, you know, going to a baseball game in downtown Fort Wayne is. But I think we've reached that tipping point.
Oh, I definitely think so.
Well, I do think Parkview Field really kind of started that whole way of people, you know, thinking about facilities, because whether you like baseball or not, people love to go to Parkview Field. I mean, we've heard that time and time again. Even the naysayers come and they say, we're so glad you did that, because they forgot about what people do when they get in interesting spaces where there's food available, where there's different events. I have run the Fort for Fitness, I think, almost every year. And it, I mean, part of, I think, the whole attraction to me was, not only could I be in this cool race and race downtown, or run downtown, rather, I don't really race, but you actually get to run on the field. I mean, to me, that was so cool. You enter that stadium, and there's just this feeling you get. And I think people have experienced that. They go into the stadium, and there's a certain feel, and it's like they're excited to be downtown.
And I think one of the good things about Parkview Field, as we talk about what started this whole ball rolling, one of the great things about Parkview Field is that people have now come to understand that you can use that stadium all year long.
Exactly.
For
and that's exactly what
multiple
we
things
do.
Besides baseball. And I think that's huge.
Exactly.
That is the
concerts
key.
And luncheons and all kinds of different things.
Then they have receptions, wedding receptions and
absolutely.
Stuff. I mean, parties.
And I think that really did set the stage for Riverfront, and it allowed people to say, oh, this really is possible. We built Parkview Field and it's been so successful. We can do this Riverfront thing. We can really make this happen. And so I think that's really led to the enthusiasm.
Let's take a quick break right here, because I have so many more questions.
Okay, great.
We'll get to those. We'll talk about the Envision Fort Wayne Center and Riverfront Development. We'll do more of that coming up next on Fort Wayne Feedback. Welcome back to the second half of Fort Wayne Feedback, and we're talking today with Pam Holliker and Mary Tindall with the Envision Fort Wayne Center, talking about, well, we've started talking about Riverfront Development, and that's the main focus, and how to continue our forward momentum with downtown Fort Wayne. When we're discussing, because as you mentioned, Pam, we're already at phase one now. We're going to start the whole ball rolling with Riverfront Development. Did you look at cities? Did you have a team go out and meet with people from, and you know, the main ones that come to mind, the River Walks in, what is it, San Antonio? I think Providence has a really cool.
Right. They do the River Fire. Oh, certainly we did. And the consultants did also. And we looked at how they organized themselves, how they got funding, just their processes. I mean, we even looked at the Indianapolis example because I think looking at Indianapolis, it's another Indiana city, because sometimes when we look at Chattanooga or some of these other places, the citizens here say, well, that's not Indiana. That's not the Midwest. So we did look at Grand Rapids and places like that. But I think what we found is that all of these projects take some time. And so it was good to kind of refer to Indianapolis, because their community was very behind their riverfront development and building the along the canal. And it took 17 individual phases to do that.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, it did.
Wow.
And actually, the mileage on the riverfront that we're working with versus what they did, it's about half of what we're working with. So I think it's a good example, because people see Indianapolis as progressive. They see how great the canal is, all the different races and things. And so it is good to see, though, how they were successful. They had a good architect and a good design, and they did it phase by phase and kept it up.
How unique are we in that we have three rivers that actually meet right on our spot?
I think we are. I think the River City, and I think it's also very cool because we have this area we call the Confluence, which has a lot of history, which we've talked about for years and years and years, ever since Eric Kuhn had come in the late 70s and early 80s about doing something very special with that area where the three rivers meet. And of course, the consultant team said that is a special place and it should be celebrated. And so they have this thing that they've called the river, the sphere of confluence instead of sphere of influence, where there would be a kind of a large circle at where the confluence actually appears, and there would be pedestrian bridges, and then it would be lit at night to just really celebrate, and where you could see that from various areas along the river, from Hall's Deck to other places, and it would really be spectacular.
So I don't know. Have you gone about the process now? I don't know where we're at in the phases of development, but have you started looking at specific businesses or facilities that might be interested in? Have you started approaching people yet about, hey, would you want to put a little mini mall over here? Or would you want to put a some sort of recreational? Have you started that yet?
Well, we're really looking right now at doing the public pre-development work. Okay. And you're probably saying, well, what the heck is that? I mean, that's
everything. Infrastructure.
Right. And the infrastructure, property acquisition, site clearance. And I think the idea is kind of if you build this interesting promenade, decks, multi-layers with public art, with music venues that can be used all year round, that the private sector, and the private sector has shown interest too, and in even providing some resources for the public spaces. But because this is going to be just so cool, there's going to be the cool factor, and it's just going to be a draw, that then the private sector will want to build along these promenade riverfront areas with eateries or shops, and that's really the idea. And for example, this area is currently where the Outfitters is now, and they just keep expanding, and they have more programs, and they keep running more kayaks, and they do activities on the bridge. They have yoga on the bridge, this and that. And this area is just going to be a real, it's almost a loop from the Well Street Bridge then to where the Outfitters is to the Harrison Street Bridge, and then to kind of where Reamsteck, if you know where the old Reamsteck Beck building is in Cambria. That whole area is really this phase one. And so when we build and augment the infrastructure, then we believe, and we've heard from other developers, and that people will want to be there.
Right. Oh, yeah.
The public sector pieces really need to come first.
Wow, look how popular our summer festivals are and the activities that surround that area, the deck. I mean,
look at the deck.
Exactly.
It's huge. So you know, I guess I'm just impatient. I want to.
It's funny, but the only negative comments that I've heard, and it's all positive, everybody who sees me, because I guess I've been on TV a couple times, but anyway, they said, when is this going to happen? And my neighbor said, there's only one thing I don't like about it. Why can't it be now?
Exactly.
You know, I try to explain, because they think it's bureaucracy, but part of it is, too, we're building in areas that are floodplain areas with decks and things, and so you have to go through all of the regulatory agencies, FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers and the Department of Natural Resources. I mean, there's some resources a lot of times available. In fact, you probably hear about a grant that we hopefully will be receiving to help with some bank stabilization, which, again, is important. But there's
it's
just
very complex. It is, as you can imagine, with the flood regulations and property acquisition
and ways for people to see action, though, hopefully within the year. They may see buildings coming down, or they may see plazas being built. So we're really hoping within the next year people will see things. And we'll have the events and activities. We're starting right now. We'll have a full calendar. And so
that's good. I think that will help, you know, because when Parkview Field was going up, you know, that took a while.
Sure.
Do you remember all the debate that was going on?
Oh my gosh.
And then all of a sudden there's the stadium. It's there. So you forget about the time lapse that's involved.
Right.
But you brought up another good point too. We're talking about development along the river, but usage of the actual rivers themselves.
Right.
How usable are they?
Absolutely. Go get a kayak right now.
Yeah.
You can do that.
And the pontoon boats. And I was, again, we had many, many public meetings. And a lot of the people that I ran into go up to the lake with their pontoons. And they said, hey, you know, if we get this thing going and there's place to dock our pontoons and we can go from eatery to eatery, I'll bring my pontoon down and we'll go to the river. I want to do that. I want to do something here in my hometown. So
the waterways are deep enough. They're, you know, they're. log jam, you don't have problems with that, or is that part of the whole process of?
You brought up a great question, or point rather, in that one of the things we're doing is called a riparian master plan. And again,
that's a fancy word, isn't it?
Is this? And this is basically a plan to look at the rivers and riverbank areas to stabilize those, what we can do to remove invasive species, what sort of things we can, how we can beautify the rivers with natural plants and beautiful things. And so that is actually being done right now. And that study should be done by August.
Oh,
so,
great.
So hopefully with this, and we know part of it will be how to maintain the river and how to maintain the river banks. And the river is, we will have to have a maintenance, at least a director and probably a crew with some equipment. Right now, the Department of Natural Resources and others do some cleaning, but we want this to be a pristine area. So when there are floods, that we have a program in place that we can just get right out there and clean it up within a day or so. Mm-hmm. And we actually saw that happen recently in Houston with the Buffalo Bayou, where it flooded. And again, that's where our consultants were from. So they sent us pictures. And I mean, they were out the next day cleaning everything up, and they used the right materials and they had the right equipment. And that's where we're going. And we'll have this recommendation in August. We actually have a budget for it, being that our great city council approved legacy funds to be used for this. So as far as the maintenance piece, I think we're
coming.
It's going to be really pretty good.
So then once this is complete or near completion, who will oversee? Is it going to be the
city? It's still evolving, I think. It's still
definitely evolving.
Because there are so many partners that are interested right now. The Community Foundation of Greater Fort Wayne has been such an excellent partner. The CIB, the legacy dollars, the city. So it's still evolving. And right now it's housed with the city of Fort Wayne, but I think it could change in the future.
Okay.
Yes, well, at least to get things going, I know the mayor, he set up this riverfront, it was called the Implementation Committee, we call it the RIC, to really start to get everything in place. And then eventually this project will have a home. But again, it's evolving.
Right. And because so much of the work is really city government kind of work right now, the infrastructure and the environmental concerns, that kind of thing. So the city's moving it forward right now.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Now with existing facilities or even the festivals and things that happen this time of year, obviously, you'd be working with those folks that maybe there would be a great venue for some current festival activities or
point. Part of what we're trying to do right now is just collaborate. So we have a calendar with everyone from Arts United to the festivals to YLNI to certainly the outfitters, and get everything on a calendar. But also we can augment each other's activities and make sure where there are gaps, for example, in the winter. A lot of times, what are some things we can do? And so we all have been getting together and collaborating, and especially like with the park department, because they have so many things that they're doing. But when we talked to the executive director, he said, well, we can bring some of those down to the river. So it's like, oh, great. Another way to bring people down to the river.
Yeah. And once we do get those people down, what is the economic impact of such an area? I mean, it's got to be tremendous for the city.
Well, it will be.
Potentially.
It will be.
Well, it will be huge in tourism dollars, because especially with the more destinations you have, because people can go from one thing to another. They will eat down here. They will sleep down here. I mean, they can go to Science Central. I mean, they say if you have 10 destinations into an area, in a particular area, you really become a tourist destination.
Cool. Yeah.
And so that's what we're trying to do. And I think we're really at that point now.
And that's why Visit Fort Wayne is so excited and participates in this project too, because it will help them bring more conventions and more visitors in from outside. Mm-hmm. There'll be just one more thing for those convention goers to do when they get here. And hopefully that's more dollars for our community.
Mm-hmm. And I think back to Toledo had a really cool, at one point, riverfront area. Mm-hmm. And, in Cleveland, you hear about the flats, which was along
Exactly.
It'd be very cool to have Fort Wayne have a, whatever it might be called, a nickname as being a destination point for people to know, hey, they've got one of these cool things here.
Right, exactly. And that's really our hope, that it's the thing that they say, well, let's go to Parker Field and we can go here, or we can go here and then we can see a game, and then we can go here, then we can, you know.
And so. Part of the plans are really focused on the connectivity. So there will be sidewalks or trails so you can get to all those places.
That's
you don't
a
have
great
to get in your
point.
Car. You can just walk, you know, ride your bike, however you want to do it.
Well, and that's a really good point because Fort Wayne, the downtown, is a nice size. I mean, it's not overly large.
Right.
It, you can get around fairly well on foot even.
For sure.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we're running out of time already. As we wrap up, where is the Envision Fort Wayne Center once again? And how long are you going to be open with this? Does it just depend on?
At least through the end of the year.
Okay.
And I think we have funding for next year also. But one thing I forgot to mention is we have a speaker series.
Oh, yes. Right.
We started in June and now we have it in July. We have a speaker coming once a week on different topics, but everything from kind of ideas for the riverfront, different things like the environmental center. Mm-hmm. And we talk about a lot of different things, but it's at 916 South Calhoun.
Is there a number or you have a web address or something?
Yes. Riverfrontfw.org is the best place to go. There's a full calendar and it's updated daily with all different kinds of events. And, you know, if you want to send us an email, you can send us an email with different ideas as well. Mm-hmm. And you can follow us on Twitter at City of Fort Wayne and give us some ideas that way.
So. I just love how open you are about taking ideas and hearing from people.
Definitely. Well, it is.
Oh, I love that.
This is our community. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's been the best part of it because really the plan that the consultants developed, it was a result of the input. Mm-hmm, people said they wanted a promenade. They said they wanted an environmental center. It didn't just come out of the air. It really came from people providing ideas.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, thank you guys for coming. I'd love to have you come back as we move forward.
Oh, we'd love to.
Downtown and Riverfront. We've been talking with Mary Tyndall and Pam Holliker with the Envision Fort Wayne Center. And I'm Carrie Wellman, thanking you for joining us today on Fort Wayne Feedback.
You've been listening to Fort Wayne Feedback, a public affairs presentation of Fun 101.7 WLDE with your host, Carrie Wellman. Fort Wayne Feedback can also be found online at fun1017.com. To find out more about this week's program, email Carrie Wellman at carriebud@fun1017.com. Opinions expressed on Fort Wayne Feedback do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Sarkis Tarzine Incorporated. Thank you for listening to Fort Wayne Feedback on Fun 101.7 WLDE Fort Wayne.